There's a kind of vibrancy to the air. It's kind of like the beginning of a football match when you've got sort of, you know, the different sides testing each other out. Nothing much happening yet. No one really making a move, but. I imagine there are various things going on beneath the surface in terms of decoys and potential different lines of approach somewhere else. And, you know, I imagine at some point there'll be a shout saying, got there, you know.
So why are you here today?
We'll see. Because it's pretty much our last chance to save the world. I mean, you know, obviously the world, one imagines, probably will be fine whether human beings destroy most of it now or not. But I mean, for practical human purposes, we have a massive converging economic, ecological and social crises that every single month we don't respond to. You know, with a movement like this that really stands up against it, it gets worse and worse, and the prospects of turning it around get worse and worse. I think the ray of hope is that the global economy is tanking again as we speak. So the timing of this could not be more perfect. You know, if we're standing here making sensible, non-violent arguments about what we should actually be doing with our economy, then, you know, as the full solutions of the, you know, the bailout start showing themselves in their falsity, we actually have a chance to make the proper argument about where we need to be going. You know.